these practices of sharing or looting and spending money that has been going on in the last 8 years since the former President Obasanjo has been in power. Ministries and prestatal have always been spending this money for their personal uses rather than using it to implement the budget. Now, when the new president, Musa Yar'Adua, came, he discovered that there are a lot of money, and the National Assembly actually, as a matter of fact, was the one that raised the alarm that, look, we cannot continue to approve this budget when the unspent money has not been declared by prestatal and ministries. So the president ordered all the ministries and prestatal to declare and return the money that is within them. But the former Minister of Health, in collaboration with some bureaucrats in the Ministry of Health, collaborated with the Committee on Health, which Yabo Obasanjo was being the chairperson, to collect some of this money, to share it, and they claimed that the money, you know, they want to use it for going for training, which actually contradicted even the autonomy of the legislature, because each committee is supposed to be autonomous, so she shared it, and they did not deny the fact that they collected this money from the ministry. This is a ministry that is lacking sufficient resources. In the hospital, there's no drugs, there's no qualified doctors, all sorts of problems are there, but they did not use the money to address those pressing problems. But rather, they collected the money to share it and loot it.
Will a probe of energy projects that have failed to boost Nigeria's supply of electricity is still the top corruption investigation drawing public attention in Nigeria? Is there any connection to the health probe or any chance that the former president himself may be drawn into the corruption of his daughter?
Yeah, the former president has been accused severally by many Nigerians, not only on the probe on the power sector, but on various issues like the petroleum sector, which he actually presided over the last 8 years. A lot of people have been calling for proof and so many other scandals that he has been involved. But unfortunately, when he was invited to come and testify before the National Assembly, he refused to honor the invitation because he knows that a lot of Nigerians would actually condemn him during the hearing. So he had to stay away.
Now, does his daughter, Yabo, have immunity from prosecution serving in the Senate?
She does not enjoy immunity. According to the Nigerian constitution, it is only the president, the vice president, the governor, and the deputy governor that enjoy immunity. So that is why she is now being even arrested and put under remand in the police custody. So the former president's daughter, who has been involved not only on the health scandal, but various unfolding scandals, now she has ended up in the authority.
This is pretty big news right now.
Yeah, it's a very big news. A lot of Nigerians are really happy that this lady has been arrested because President Obasanjo used his influence to actually rig the election in her favor and make life difficult for her opponents during the election. Also, a lot of corruption charges, not only on the health issue, but also her involvement in the oil business is also one issue which some people would begin to also, because her father was the chief minister of petroleum. Through her father, she was involved in all sorts of deals on petroleum.
Now, what is Yabo Obasanjo Bello's record as chairman of the Senate Health Committee? How much support does she have within the party to retain her post?
Well, Yabo Obasanjo, given the antecedent of what had happened in 2013, a lot of people believe that she did not actually win the election, but her father used his power and influence to make sure that she became a senator. What she has been doing, even when she was a commissioner in her state, a lot of people have a lot of evidence on how corrupt she has been. This is not just the first scandal. There are many scandals that she has been involved, but the government of the former President Obasanjo have not been able to investigate those deals. But at least for the first time now, we are witnessing some level of seriousness from the government to really begin to address the issue of corruption.
How is public opinion toward current President Yar'Adua being affected by all the attention to his anti-corruption drive?
Well, generally, there has been some concern by Nigerians on the method in which the new president is using to fight corruption. First and foremost, like the former President Obasanjo, this government has no strategic action plan on fighting corruption. And we believe that it is time, if Nigerian government is serious about fighting corruption, to draw up a strategic action that will involve all the stakeholders to be involved in fighting and curbing corruption in Nigeria. This government has failed to draw that action plan for good 1 year now. There has been some feeling from Nigerians that the current president is actually under pressure from his former colleagues, governors, to protect them against arrest by the Economic and Financial Crime Commission. So Nigerians are having this concern and feeling about Umaru Musa Yar'Adua's intention to fight corruption. At the same time, also, Nigerians are happy that at least some of the things that are happening couldn't have happened during the former president Obasanjo, because now the National Assembly has the autonomy, has the power to do their work without unnecessary guiding or interference, unlike what you used to have during the former president Obasanjo. The EFCC had to work very hard to ensure that they get her arrested. Even though she tried to fight EFCC, she blackmailed EFCC, but EFCC had to work very hard to ensure that they get her arrested and put in police detention. The second thing is that for the former president's daughter to be arrested over corruption charges shows that this government is serious. They want to really show and lead by example. But still, like I said, a lot of concern are being, you know, displayed by Nigerians every now and then, because Nigerians are not really sure whether the president Musa Yar'Adua is really serious about fighting corruption, given the kind of antecedent and utterances of the Minister of Justice, whom many Nigerians see as somebody protecting and giving cover to many of these ex-governors who have been accused for looting their states and the country.
Okay, well, given all of that, does all the high-profile exposure of such personalities being apprehended divert attention away from the challenges to last year's presidential elections?
Like you know, the last election came with all sorts of contradiction, because a lot of Nigerians believe it was actually rigged, and a lot of people who helped to rig the election are actually part of the government. So it is becoming very difficult for the government itself to really deal decisively with some of these characters involved whom have actually financed the election of this government. But, you know, at the same time, if the government is serious, this is the right time for them to show example that even if you have to bring somebody into power, once you are going to fight corruption, you should not give room for people who think that they can use their power or the state resources to rig election in anticipation that they will continue to be protected against charges.